Chapter Back to Equestria. It was going to be sad to leave them, but Twilight was glad that her new friends were all back together again. They had one another, and that was what mattered. And now they also had an unexpected new friend as well, Sunset Shimmer, who seemed to be already embracing the idea of being nice instead of evil.
"You'll look out for her, won't you?" Twilight said to her friends.
They were standing out front by the statue. Their faces were only lit by moonlight, but Twilight could make out that they were going to miss her too. Pinkie Pie's bottom lip jutted out and began to quiver.
"Of course we will," answered Rarity, "though I do expect some sort of apology for last spring's video debacle."
Twilight patted Rarity on the back.
"I have a feeling she'll be handing out a lot of apologies."
They'd all been busy dancing, but Twilight had noticed Sunset going around the gym, apologising to several students. Luckily, most of them had no idea what she was talking about because they'd been in a trance during her little fiery tantrum. But it still showed that she wanted to change. Spike barked and wagged his tail.
"We'd better get going," he said, gesturing to the portal. "We don't want the others to worry."
He was right. Twilight couldn't put it off any longer, or else risk missing the portal altogether. Being stuck here for 30 more moons no longer felt like it would be the worst thing in the world, but every pony back home needed her.
"I'll miss you girls."
Twilight enveloped her friends in a group hug. Then she reached out to Spike. They stepped up to the statue. The surface of it glimmered and gleamed just as the mirror had back in Equestria. It was now or never. She turned to Spike.
"Ready?"
The purple pony and baby dragon were blinded by white light as they stepped out of the frame in the crystal castle. They couldn't see anything, but they could hear lots of voices.
"Twilight!" shouted Pinkie Pie.
"You're back!" cheered Applejack. "You got your crown!" Rarity sighed.
"Psht! I knew you could do it," stated Rainbow Dash.
Twilight blinked her eyes, and sure enough, there they all were, her pony friends. They looked like they hadn't left the mirror's side since she'd gone through the portal, but their relieved faces told her everything she needed to know. She was back, and Equestria was safe once more.
"Sunset Shimmer," said Princess Celestia, approaching the weary traveller. "Is she all right?"
"I think she's going to be fine. I left her in very good hands,"
Twilight assured the princess. Rainbow Dash made a funny face.
"What a hands!"
Twilight and Spike smirked at each other. If only they knew the half of it.
"Come on, every pony,"
Celestia said, as she followed Cadence and Luna out of the mirror room. They'd spent the better part of 3 days in there waiting anxiously for Twilight. Now that she was back, it was definitely time to go get some fresh air. Of course, Twilight's Ponyville friends had a million questions for her about the mysterious other realm. Pinkie Pie bounced around the group in a circle as they walked along.
"I want to tell you everything I do," Twilight stopped in her tracks, "but I'm just so exhausted from all the dancing."
"Dancing?"
Rarity probed. She trotted forward, eyes sparkling with delight.
"Tell me more."
Twilight began to laugh as she backed away.
Oof! Twilight suddenly felt her body smack straight into something solid.
"We've got to stop bumping into each other like this,"
the blue-haired Royal Guard pony said. He grinned at Twilight like he was laughing at some private joke. She watched with fascination as he trotted off.
"Who is that?"
"He's a new member of the Crystal Castle Royal Guard," Princess Cadence said. "Why, do you know him?" Twilight chuckled.
"Not exactly." "Somebody's got a crush on the new guy," Applejack sing-songed.
She nudged Twilight playfully.
"No, I don't."
"She does. She absolutely does." Rarity nodded.
"Don't be ridiculous. I don't even. He just..." Twilight tried to argue, but the girls just trotted along giggling.
Pinky took a deep breath like she was about to dive underwater or blow up a giant balloon.
He just totally reminds you of a guy you met in that other world who played guitar and was in a band and helped prove you didn't destroy all the decorations for a big dance so you could still run for Princess of the Big Dance and then asked you to dance that dance, right?
Twilight stopped. How did you know that?
Pinky shrugged and skipped ahead. Just a hunch.
Twilight laughed and shook her head as she ran up to join the other ponies. She was glad that she'd visited the other realm. But nothing beat being back home in Equestria with her very own best friends. The end.
My Little Pony, Equestria Girls, Through the Mirror by GM Barrow. Hasbro and its logo My Little Pony, Equestria Girls and all related characters are trademarks of Hasbro and are used with permission. Copyright 2019 Hasbro. All rights reserved. Licensed by Hasbro.